Amen. 2 Chronicles 24. I know we've had so many new people come in over the last few years, and it's been a while since I actually preached from this passage. And this is the passage where we get the idea of the chest of Joash and taking a special offering for the needs of the church, the remodeling of the church, fixing up of the facilities. You know, one of the most important things you can ever get involved in is giving to the work of the Lord. And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Y'all believe that? And the reason why we give to the work of the Lord is for the purpose of reaching people with the gospel. How many have ever seen that crazy bumper sticker that says, honk if you love Jesus? I'd like to make my own bumper sticker. Tithe if you love Jesus. Any idiot can honk. Amen? Give generously to the Lord if you love Jesus, because any idiot can honk their horn. You know, today we're going to look at a unique way to finance the work of the Lord. I hope you came today with a cheerful heart. Everybody smile for me. Ready? Woohoo! Cheerful heart. You know, the Bible says the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Now, he'll take money from a grouch, but he prefers that we enjoy with a smile, that we laugh as we give generously, as we give sacrificially. Let's look at verse 1. I'm just going to go through this story for you. Joash was 7 years old. Can you imagine that? Who's seven in our... Who's got a seven-year-old? Help me out. Is Bella seven? Can y'all imagine Bella, or who's seven? Kyrie's seven. Who's back here, Jeremy? Oh, my word. Can you imagine Piper running the kingdom? Oh, my. 7 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zebiah of Beersheba. So Joash is 7 years old when he ascended to the throne. Again, it says he reigned 40 years, so he had a good long reign. Now, it's obvious a child of seven cannot rule a nation. So the high priest, Jehoiada, was his mentor, was his tutor. And we see that in verse 2. Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, read it with me, ready? All the days of Jehoiada the priest. Now, that's a very telling verse. Should we serve the Lord just because someone else is leading us to do that? Or should we serve the Lord because we love God, we love Jesus, we have a relationship with Him? It's great to have an influence of a godly man in your life, but what does that mean? We're going to see. I'm not even going to get into it today, but after Jehoiada dies, oh boy, it's not good news for Joash. So this is a very telling verse. As long as he had Jehoiada in his life, he did right in the sight of God. Now let's read verse 4 and 5. And it came to pass after this, that Joash was minded to repair the house of the Lord. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites and said to them, go out into the cities of Judah and gather of all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year. And see that ye hasten the matter. Howbeit, the Levites hastened it not. People were to worship in the temple. But during the other king's time on the throne, the temple had been ignored. The temple had been allowed to decay. Joash determined he wanted to see the house of the Lord repaired. He wanted to see it restored. He told the priests and Levites, go out and gather of all Israel money to repair the house of the Lord. He told them to get with it. Don't delay. Go encourage the house of Israel to give to the Lord's work. It's very important what we're doing. But that verse tells us the priests were very indifferent. they did not go about trying to encourage people to give. Now Jehoiada has grown old. The priests and the Levites have failed to get the job done. They failed to bring in the money that was needed for the repairs of the temple. Look at verse 6. And the king called for Jehoiada the chief, said unto him, why hast thou not required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the collection, according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and of the congregation of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness? Now this next verse is going to give us the reason for the repairs, but let me mention this. This is the 23rd year of his reign. It mentions that in 2 Kings. So now Joash is 30 years old, and now the king is going to take it upon himself to get the job done. Look at verse 7. For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow unto Balaam. That gives us the reason that the temple needs repair. Athaliah, her wicked reign, they turned to worshiping a false god, and now Joash wants to get it straight. All right, look at verse 8. Here is the grand idea that God laid upon his heart. And at the king's commandment, they made a chest and set it without at the gate of the house of the Lord. So the king commands that a chest be made. And in 2 Kings, it tells us that Jehoiada took a chest and bore a hole in the lid of the chest. Now we have our chest open today. We didn't want to mess up the chest by boring a hole, but we have it open today. But that's what they did. They placed the chest in the temple by an entrance near the altar, and they had men that stood guard over it. Look at verse 9. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring into the house of the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. Now, this was a little different than the priest and the Levites going around trying to collect money. Here we have a proclamation from the king. And, buddy, it got everyone's attention. They got the word out. Bring in to the Lord the collection. Now, he tries to involve all the people. Made sure everyone was on board. And this was a new approach to finance the project through free will offerings of all the people. The arrangement was simple, but buddy, the arrangement worked. Look at verse 10. And all the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they had made an end. All the princes, all the people rejoiced. That's why I had you smile earlier, okay? It's great to give sacrificially. There ought to be joy in our hearts as we sacrifice for the Lord. Look at verse 11. Now it came to pass that at what time the chest was brought unto the king's office by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to its place again. Thus they did day by day, and they gathered money in abundance. Fill it up, empty it out. Now, we're not going to do that. We have one day designated, and we may keep it open for a couple more Sundays just to give an opportunity for everyone to give if they're not present today. But, buddy, they would fill it up, and then they would empty it out, fill it up again until enough was collected, until they got what they needed. They knew that every gift they brought, every gift that was placed in the chest, would go directly to the building project. So they gave. King Josiah, it's interesting. Now, this is King Joash, right? Are you with me? Shake your head, all right? King Josiah, 200 years later, followed a similar pattern. And he laid out a chest too. It's interesting. All right, let's read verse 12 through 14. And the king and Jehoiada, so Joash and Jehoiada, gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of the Lord. In other words, they gave it to the construction supervisors. And they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also such as wrought iron and brass to mend the house of the Lord. Look at verse 13. So the workmen wrought, they worked hard, and the work was perfected by them. They made steady progress. They set the house of God in his state and strengthened it. And when they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, whereof were made vessels for the house of the Lord, even vessels to minister, to offer with all, spoons and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. So the work was completed. We know that the Lord does not live in church buildings, right? Are you with me? But that doesn't mean it's wrong to dedicate structures to his glory and to his service. We are blessed with beautiful facilities. Would you say amen right there? Hallelujah. They've been used and they've been dedicated to the work of the Lord for 45 years. From time to time, though, parts of the house of the Lord need to be repaired. And it takes something that's green. I ain't talking about St. Patty's Day. I'm talking about money. It's just a reality. And it takes everyone participating. Now, this year, we've got some projects that need to be completed. And I'll get to that. We voted on it. We've talked about it for a month now. But here's what we can learn from this old chess. I just got three quick points. Number one, the chess says something about the man of God. Joash did what was right. He was influenced greatly by Jehoiada. We must realize that God uses men, not methods. There has to be a leader that's pushing and leading the charge of the flock. And we see how Jehoiada influenced, I've already mentioned that, Joash greatly. I mean, it was amazing. Now let me ask you this question. Did God bless Joash, listen, because he had this great novel idea of putting a chest out and collecting money? Because they had never done it that way before. By the way, that's a hard phrase to use in an independent Baptist church. We've never done it that way before. And so this was new, and I'm sure there were some thinking, what in the world is our king doing? So did God bless him because he came up with that novel idea? Nope. God blessed him because he did what was right. He was obedient to God. And that's all the way back into verse 1. Do you know God is going to bless us as long as we preach the truth from this pulpit and in our classes? And as we, in the teen program, the children's program, we're endeavoring to reach, teach, win, and develop people for the glory of God. We have a focus on making disciples. We have a focus where we are endeavoring to keep our motives pure. We're endeavoring to be obedient to whatever God wants. This is his church. You know, it takes godly men in positions of leadership. Our founding pastor, Pastor Earl Clemens, in 1979, 45 years ago, he had no idea what God had in store for Gospel Light Baptist Church. God blessed him, blessed his family, and blessed his ministry. And we're all reaping the benefits of those blessings. Amen? He led our church for 33 years. Then he came back as the interim pastor before I arrived in 2016. Behind him were some wonderful people that had a pioneer spirit. I believe just about all of them are in heaven now, aren't they, brother, back at the very beginning. But I tell you, he had some people that loved Pastor Earl, loved the Lord, supported him. Not only did Pastor Earl preach and pastor his church, but his family cleared the land, and he and many of the men built the buildings that we're blessed with today. In July of 1985, how many were here in July of 1985? Don't be ashamed. Oh, good. I love that. That was when they moved into the first building on this property. And now that's our Gospel Kids Zone. That was July of 85. In November of 94, how many, raise your hand if you were here in November of 94. Got a few more. That's when they moved into the second building. And that's now our teen room. Then in June of 2005, how many were here in June of 2005? Oh, more hands. I love how that works. All right. That's when we moved into this building. Space for more classes down the hallway. Offices in the foyer. Fellowship hall downstairs and storage. You know, they went from a handful to a house full. And as God blessed and the money came in, never had to borrow any money. And they built those buildings to the glory of God. We are so blessed. And this chest indicates that God uses men of God. The leaders, his leaders, who he appoints. I think of Jehoiada, placed there by God. I think of Joash, the king, placed there by God. God uses men. And he's allowed me and Pastor Earl to lead Gospel Light, and we are privileged. Number two, not only does the chest say something about the man of God, it says something about the house of God. The reason I want to challenge you to do something for God, step out sacrificially by faith, is for the house of God. This is the most important place in town. Y'all agree? Say it with me. Ready? This is the most important place in town. Some of you got saved in one of these buildings. You've spent a lot of time in these altars and in these pews. You've been ministered to down through the years. Any church that preaches the Word of God, keeps you in the Word of God, and helps you stay close to God is the most important place in your life. Now, these are some of the things that have happened since I've arrived on the scene. In 2017, we remodeled our first building. It needed new carpet. It needed a paint job. And, buddy, we went in there and refurbished it. The nursery used to be over in the first building. Y'all remember that? And during that 2017, we moved the nursery downstairs, updated it, had a parking lot for the mothers out there, so it'd be very convenient to get in and out with the children. We filled in some cracks in the parking lot. Then we sealed it and striped it. You say, preacher, why are we having to do that again? Things wear down, amen? 2017 is a long time since that's been done completely. So that was 17. Then we started in 17 and finished up in 18 a huge project, putting vinyl siding on every building that you see. Do you realize they used to paint some of the buildings here? And buddy, that was a job. How many participated in that? I think Virgil, you shaking your head. I think you were a part of that. And so finally, everything was vinyl. That was a large project. Finally finished in 2018. 2019, we put a welcome center out in the foyer. We refurbished the fellowship hall, paint job, decorations, coffee bar, just kind of updated our fellowship hall. 2020, y'all remember that year? These video monitors were put up right before COVID. And what a blessing, because after COVID, we couldn't use hymn books. Y'all remember that? And so how God planned all of that out. We also added a sound system down in the fellowship hall. We added these choir mics, nursery speakers. We expanded our nursery during COVID. Brian put us a new room on the nursery because we're having so many kids down there. We moved our library from the foyer to this first room so we'd have room for a youth pastor. We were thinking future. And then in 2020, we filled the cracks in the parking lot. So we didn't do the whole job, but he had to come back and fill in the cracks. 2021, we got a new sound system for the sanctuary. We got a new camera system because we realized during COVID what we had was not adequate. Remember, we were recording services on an iPad right here on the front row. And we said, man, we got to update our camera system. We got an outdoor camera system to help with security. We put on some roof vents to help upstairs and keep the heat out. Well, in 2022, then we remodeled our second building, which is now the teen room. We made a classroom for the Joyful Saints. We put luxury vinyl tile in both foyers and all four bathrooms. Just updated everything. And that's when the Gospel Kids moved into building one. So that was all in 2022. Now, last year, we took the Chest of Joash, but we didn't really have any projects. We were just trying to build up our miscellaneous fund. And y'all were so gracious. We didn't even have a project in mind, and you still gave over $15,000 in the chest. That speaks so well of the people of God. So now we're in a position where the finances are where they need to be. Now it's time. Now we can make some repairs. So this year, we are pressure washing the entire facility, cleaning that steeple. Can I hear an amen? I've heard so many people. Man, that steeple needs cleaning. And it's going to get done this week. We're going to repair our porch and beautify it. We're going to add cedar columns. We're going to paint some of those rails black. It's going to look sharp. So when you're driving by, you just won't see white. There'll be a pop of color. We're going to have cedar columns at every entrance. It's going to look so cool. And the porch and all that walkway is going to have a nice, durable finish. And you're going to love it. Then we're going to repair, listen, seal and stripe the parking lot. It needs it bad, y'all. So it's just a matter of when things come up that need to be done, that God provides the money. God gives us wisdom, the finance team, on who to choose to do the work, just like they did in this passage. And then the work is completed. Now, how many places can you go and have services like we have here, where the Spirit of God is so sweet and the fellowship is amazing? When we talk about the house of God, we're talking about people getting saved. We're talking about people getting right with God. We're talking about people maturing in the faith and people reading and studying and memorizing and meditating on the Word of God, growing like weed, making disciples. Everyone becoming a servant, finding a ministry where you can serve in, where we're loving God and loving people. Getting our eyes off ourselves and onto others. Remember, I've said this 100 times if I've said it once. Are you ready? This church is not a spa for saints. It's a hospital for sinners. We need to be concerned not just with ourselves. We need to be concerned with others. It's about souls, winning them to Jesus. All right, this chest says something about the man of God. It says something about the house of God. But then number three, it says something about the people of God. In the story this morning, when Joash put out the challenge, the proclamation was made by the king. The people responded. And every time a need has been presented in this church body for 45 years, the people have responded. It's been amazing. The people in this story were faithful. They rejoiced. They brought in their gifts. Now, I've been asking you for weeks to pray about what God would have you share in the chest of Joash, what he would have you give in this offering, a sacrifice that would be for his honor and glory. Remember, it's not equal gifts, it's equal sacrifice. We're going to do exactly what they did in the Old Testament. We're all going to come and walk by this chest. Now, we're not going to embarrass anybody. We're going to ask everybody to participate. Nobody's going to know what you're giving. You could put a buck in there, or you could put $1,000 in there. Nobody would know. But we're just going to encourage the whole church body to participate. And I want to challenge you to say, God, I believe that you can work through me if I will just make myself available. Now you say, preacher, why are we doing this? Is it for fancier buildings? Is it to get our name in the newspaper? Does anybody read the newspaper anymore? No, it's for souls. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a clean, comfortable place to worship in. Would y'all agree with that? And when things need repair, fixing up, we need to take care of that. But it's all about getting the people under the sound of the gospel. And we've got to have adequate buildings to be able to do that. They must be in working order. I found a funny story. You ready for this? An evangelist was visiting or preaching a revival at a church. And the building was in such disarray and disrepair that it was really an embarrassment to the members. And surely the ones that visited, they felt that it was an embarrassment as well. Well, the evangelist asked one of the church leaders, "Why don't you fix things up around here?" And here was his response. "Most of our budget goes to foreign missions." Hey, that's a great thing, right? Amen? "And you know what the missionaries do with the money we send them? They fix their buildings." It's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Here's my point. It's a matter of balance. You got to take care of what you have, and then you're better equipped to help somebody else. The light that shines the farthest shines brightest at home. The Lord doesn't tear things down at home in order to build things up overseas or in other ministries. So again, blessed are the balanced. I want to be balanced in that. Got to take care of stuff here, but we also want to be a blessing in other areas, and y'all know that. Well, here's what the chest says. It says something about the man of God, Jehoiada. It says something about the house of God. It says something about the people of God and how they responded. When you walk by this old chest, we need to say something like this: "Jesus, I'm putting this gift in because I love you dearly. I want to help my church reach people with the gospel." Now, I want to encourage everyone to participate. Hey, isn't it exciting to be a part of something great? Do you know, 1 year, I think it was 2021, I was looking back at records, the chest was over $25,000. You say, "Well, what do you expect today?" I have no idea. We've never set a goal. We just said, "Lord, it's up to you. Bring it in. Let's just be obedient." I tell you, the work of the Lord at Gospel Light Baptist Church is something amazing. And we are all privileged to be a part of a loving church that's honoring and pleasing the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer.